What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? They're hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around to hear his story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely
listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mellow Max, and this 7 to 8 p.m. hour on this lovely Wednesday, the 22nd of March, I will be bringing you some fantastic tunes from Japan. And I might also throw in a song by a band called Ott, which I will be seeing tonight at the Middle East downstairs. So if you don't have anything going on at 8 p.m.-ish, because I think doors are at 8, the band probably won't get on until around 9. It's a great group, very chill, highly recommended tunes, and all highly recommended tunes this hour, but only one of them's in town tonight. Other than me, I'm in town. I don't have any music of my own to play, though. It's mostly gonna be from Japan.
Oh,
Behind me right now is Yellow Magic Orchestra with the second song off of their 1979 album YMO. The first song that we listened to this hour was by Harumi Hosono off of the 1973 album Hosono House. And Harumi is a member of YMO, which is background right now. After that was Osamu Kitajimi, Kitajima with Benzai Ten, God of Music and Water, off the 1974 album Benzai Ten. I'm probably gonna murder so many names this hour. But after that was a personal favorite Japanese band of mine, Kikugaku Moyo with Natsu Natsu, off of their 2018 album Masana Temples. And then another song from 2018, that was Sunny Day Service with Setsuna, and that brings us to now with YMO. These are some great bands. I'm enjoying it. I hope that you guys are too. Taking a nice dip into the psychedelic music of Japan. A lot of the time when you think of psychedelic music and the 70s, you're thinking of, you know, the American and the European, especially the British waves. But Japan was, and I mean, it's true of all music and all culture. There's so many parallels and so much borrowing and so much cultural exchange. It's really interesting. And in the 70s in Japan, they were turning out some really excellent psychedelic rock music too. And some cool electronic music too. I mean, this is behind me right now. You know, I would say it's, you know, they're contemporaries of Kraftwerk. And usually when you think of 70s and electronic music, you think of Kraftwerk. But YMO was doing it too. There was a lot of great electronic music. And then in France, you had Jean-Michel Jarre. It was all over the place. And I was just thinking about prog rock too, because when you think prog, you're definitely thinking, you know, the UK and the US. Mostly the UK. Also the US. But then in Italy, they had a huge prog rock scene. And there, you know, they were doing, it was cool, you know? There were so many different influences at play. And you can hear it in some of the music too. Yeah, cross-cultural pollination of musical interests. What's not to love about that? Coming up later on, I think we're going to get a little bit more 90s, early 2000s lo-fi. Still very, very chill, very mellow. Gotta be true to my name. Yeah, and that'll bring us through to a bit. We'll have a PSA later on. Does anyone have any PSA requests? If you want to call in and chat, the phone number, as always, is 855-915-9636. There's also the DJ chat, and ooh, I see a recommendation in here. Thank you, Gnome from Home. What about prog rock? Prog rock, yes, what a good pun. When I went to Prague, I did, that's Prague, like, in the Czech Republic, as opposed to progressive. When I went to Prague, I brought home a rock, just to say that I had a little piece of prog rock. Yeah. I've been making bad puns since well before 2014. But that's when I did that. Yeah, prog rocks too. Good beer, really good beer. I'll have to go back there sometime. Anyway, coming up next, another favorite Japanese band of mine. I've played them a whole bunch. It's Fishmans. Not Fisherman, not Fishman, not Fishmen. Fishmans. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
降っているベランダが濡れてきた今2001年10月の真ん中ちょっと肌寒くなってきた季節世界中の本の中にいた夢ただ水色のほのかなえ春子の乗ったバギーを揺らしながらそして今ギターを弾いてるテレビではニュースが流れて戦争にはちょっと反対さギターを弾いている朝から雨が降っている街中が濡れて光るそのうち空は暗くなりみんなの声も夜空に吸い込まれるそして僕はギターを弾いてる心の中のでいつもとはちょっと違うよねギターを弾いて
Not being able to speak Japanese has put me at a serious disadvantage. I'm like trying to figure out like what the names of all these songs are so that I can log them correctly, and I am stumped. I'm just like really struggling on some of these. Same thing, like I got a couple recommendations, and like it's just like I don't know how to search these up. Let's see, this is the third song by off Yellow Magic Orchestra's 1978 self-titled album. So let's see, the third song off of that album, the English translation is dun-dun-dun-dun, Cosmic Surfin'. Nice. That's a great name. I hear it. Yeah, Cosmic Surfin', there we go. Alright. Where'd we leave off? That last song was Vondi, with a song that I don't know how to say. But that signals a bit of a shift in the theme. I've run through my collection of very psychedelic, chill Japanese music, and now we're going to move into some female lead singer Japanese songs, including one who's half Japanese, and I might not be able to listen to the whole song, but we'll get there in a couple of songs. Before that was Ogre You A-Hole with the second to last song off of their 2019 album New Kind of Man. Before that was Keiichi Sokabe with Guitar off of his 2002 self-titled album. Before that was Fishmans with Night Cruisin', a personal favorite of mine. I think it's the perfect driving around late at night kind of song, and it's right there in the name, and it fits. It's perfect. As your doctor orders a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test, prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. And that reminds me of a joke. So there's this guy. I'm going to turn the music up. So if you want to listen to that instead of me, you have a bit more of an option there. But this guy walks into the vet with his pet parrot, who is obviously not doing very well. It's lying on its back in the bottom of the cage. And the man says, "Hey, listen, my pet parrot, I think there might be something wrong with it. Could you take a look at it?" And the vet says, "Yeah, for sure. Let's bring you guys into one of our operating rooms." They go into one of the, or, you know, like, the rooms that they have at the vet. And they go in there, and the vet says, "I'll be right back." The vet comes back a couple minutes later with a cat on a leash, which is unusual in and of itself. But the cat then, you know, hops up onto the table. They open up the parrot cage, and the cat kind of looks at the parrot, walks around it, sniffs it, looks up at the doctor, looks back at the parrot, bats it with its paw, looks back up at the doctor, hops off the table, and they walk out of the room. And if that wasn't weird enough, a couple minutes after that, the vet walks back in with a Labrador Retriever. And this Labrador, and they put the parrot on the ground for the Labrador Retriever to be able to look at, and it licks it, sniffs it, picks it up in its mouth, turns it over, puts it back down, sniffs it another time, then looks up at the doctor, and they walk out. The doctor comes back a couple minutes after that and says, "I'm sorry, unfortunately I have some bad news for you. It appears that your parrot has passed away. I'm so sorry, our condolences. That'll be $700. And the pet owner says, $700, that's ridiculous. How do you justify that? And the vet says, "Well, $300 for the CAT scan and $400 for the lab work."
Thank you. So I turn it up and it goes like, it's a beat so sweet that I stop in the middle of the...
I'm sorry, I said I might not be able to make it through that whole song and I was right. That was, the song before that was Harun Nemuri with Underground. And that one that is still playing just quietly is Caro Caro Bonito with Herda Song. And Caro Caro Bonito, the lead singer, is half Japanese and half English. But oh my god, we'll talk about bubblegum. We're going to move on to a song by Sheena Ringo, I believe.
Thank you.
本だらけ
This is Mellow Max, just wrapping up. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Shino Ringo with Shukyo, which translates to religion, off of the 2003 album Kalk Salmon Chestnut Flower. Yeah, that was another one that I really had to struggle to try and find the name for so I could log it. And behind me right now is Ott, O-T-T, with One Day I Wish to Have This Kind of Time, which is a song that I've played on here for a couple of years now, and I'm going to go see him live for the very first time in about an hour, probably. So if you have nothing to do, there may still be tickets. It's at the Middle East. It should be a cool show. It's great music. And coming up next, DJ QZ.